Today's podcast, we are going to talk about a subject I was hoping never to have to talk about again. But before we do that, I want to go ahead and feature someone who took the time to leave a review on iTunes. This is from Destiny Joe. It's an online world full of uncertainty and people trying to take advantage of artists. Rick Barker is the real deal. I was introduced to him earlier this year through a female indie musician community on Facebook. I started listening to his podcast from the beginning when I first discovered them, and shortly after hired him as my coach, now manager. He always tells it like it is, doesn't sugarcoat anything, and is very knowledgeable about how to navigate today's music industry. I've made leaps and bounds in my career through his advice and also through meeting like-minded people that he attracts. Highly recommend his podcast and him as a person. Thank you very much, Destiny Joe. If you'd like to be featured on an upcoming episode, all you need to do is go to iTunes and leave a review. Taylor Swift, Scott Borchetta, round two. I hate that it's come to this. Right now is the best time ever to be in the music industry. The opportunities to build, engage, and monetize a fan base has never been easier. So why do so many artists still feel stuck and frustrated? Because the music industry is constantly evolving, and they aren't. I created this podcast as a way to help you navigate the music industry, to stay up to date with the changes, to help get your mind focused on what really matters. My name is Rick Barker, and I went from living homeless on the streets, addicted to drugs, to helping launch one of the biggest stars in the world. I've consulted major labels like Sony and Big Machine Records, talent TV shows like American Idol and The Launch. I co-authored the $150,000 music degree, and I speak at music conferences all over the world. I have a goal to affect millions of people with songs I didn't write or perform by helping creatives just like you get your content to the world. This podcast is one of my ways to achieve that. Welcome to the Music Industry Blueprint Podcast.
Helping you navigate the music industry, here's Rick Barker with the Music Industry Blueprint Podcast.
In this episode of the podcast, I am going to touch on something that honestly I was hoping that I wouldn't have to talk about again. It pains me when I see people that had played such a huge role in my life, and when I was able to see the role that they played in each other's lives, and now all of a sudden everything's coming down to he said, she said in the media, it absolutely rips me apart. Last week when the Taylor Swift, Scott Borchetta part two came about, these trade publications were all reaching out and they're like, hey, we're doing a story on this. Of course they're doing a story on it, but hey, we'd love to interview you for this. And I'm like, no. There's no way that I'm going to let anyone take my words, edit them the way that they want to edit them, and possibly take them out of context. And I wasn't even going to do a YouTube video or a podcast on this, but on Friday, there was something that took place that I felt was once again an opportunity to teach. So I'm going to talk about that first, and then I'm going to share my feelings on the situation as a whole. So what happened on Friday is someone took what Taylor wrote out of context and made threats against Big Machine Records. Now, if you're not certain of what it is that I'm talking about, I'll make sure that there's links in the show notes and below this video on where you can go see the initial post that was made over social media about a situation that Taylor and Big Machine Records is going through. All that was said was, is that I want the fans to let Scott and Scooter know. And someone took that to mean that they wanted, that she wanted them to go fight her battles. And I can almost guarantee you that is not what she meant. I read it the same way that a lot of people read it. The danger is this, and this is the teaching lesson. When we let fans into our business, sometimes the fans want to do everything they can to be noticed by their favorite artist. There's a reason why famous artists have security. It's to protect them from certain fans who take things way too far. There's been times, you know, that we've seen letters of fans thinking that a song was written about them, and the artist, you know, you've heard the stories. I don't need to go into a lot of the stories. Well, unfortunately, someone took it a little too far on Friday, made threats to Big Machine Records. The office is right across the street from my office. I have friends that work at that record company. And the unfortunate part is that if it continues, somebody's going to probably end up hurt. That's the sad part. Thinking that they're doing something that their favorite artist asked them to do when that's not what the situation was. So let's, as artists, let's be careful what we throw out there and what we ask people to do on our behalfs. You know, we've seen what fans can do, you know, just over the last couple of years. We've had fans show up at concerts, and we've watched people that we adore get murdered by fans. It sucks, but that's just the reality that we live in right now. We can't control someone's thoughts. We can't control what they can get access to. I'm not here to get political, but a lot of you understand what I'm talking about. There are certain things that we can't control, but we can control our words. We can control the message that we put out there. So, crossing my fingers that nothing bad happens, but I just wanted to let artists know, let's be careful sometimes when we try to get the fans involved. The other thing that I want to share, and the reason that this is so personal and one of the reasons why I wouldn't share with these other outlets when they asked, is because I'm watching two people that absolutely had a huge impact on my life. I'm watching, just like the rest of you, what's going on in the news, and it kills me. The legacy that these two created together, the lives that they impacted together, the ability that Taylor was given by Scott to write her own material, the ability that Scott was given by the family to believe in him in the beginning. Nobody was knocking down doors to sign a 16-year-old and let her write all her own songs and put it out. That just wasn't happening. Nobody was beating down the doors to invest in a record company by this promo guy who'd had success being a promo guy but had these crazy ideas. But they believed in each other. That's what was, you know, so exciting to see, was the fact that they believed in each other. To be early on, when Scott believed enough in me to have me come work at Big Machine Records, and he felt and believed in me enough to give me Taylor to teach her radio, and for Taylor and her family, after that time we spent together, to believe in me to give me the opportunity to manage her career with zero experience, they both had a huge impact on me. Scott always challenged Taylor and I to think different and to do things different. And Taylor always challenged Scott to don't be so close-minded. Don't think like the rest of the industry. They were perfect for each other. Now, both of them would have had success because of the type of people that they are. But I think their success hit this level that it hit because they had each other. Because there was a trust. Because there was a willingness to be different. Scott used to always tell us, start it crazy and work backwards. You know, Scott would let us go out and prove things. You know, our song made it on her first record and was her first number one song that she wrote by herself, her first number one song and a song that she wrote by herself, because she went out and played it for the audience and the audience went on to it and she was able to report back to the label, this is what's happening. I was in those meet and greet lines for 3 and 4 hours watching the impact that she had. I was there watching the world get to know who Taylor Swift was. And a lot of that was because we were allowed to do that because of Scott Borchetta. So on a personal note, I pray that they get this whole thing figured out. I pray that the legacy that they both leave behind has to do with the music and the impact it had on the world. And I hope at some point that everyone just doesn't judge what's happening now as what has transpired, you know, over the last 10 plus years. The world is a better place because of Scott Borchetta and Taylor Swift. And the world is a better place musically, in my opinion, because they did it together. This is just my opinion. For those of you that are new to me, that are like, who the hell is this Rick Barker guy? And why is he talking about Taylor Swift and Scott Borchetta? Just go to Google, type in Rick Barker, Taylor Swift. That will tell you everything you need to know. I'll also make sure that there's a link to a couple of the articles below this. It's just right now, I always want to take these situations and be able to teach because of it. The music industry has its own set of rules. The deals that were signed years ago were standard in the music industry. I'm excited about the music business. The music business is what allows someone like Chance the Rapper to go out and win a Grammy without having a record deal. I want you guys to focus on the music business. The industry is going to do whatever the industry does, but when all said and done, you know, remember where we came from. Let's remember who were the people that believed in us in the beginning when no one else did. And let's do everything we can to make this world a better place and not bring any additional chaos. I think we have enough. If you feel that having a manager is what is needed in your career, if you think that is what is missing, I invite you to head on over to managemymusiccareer.com. That's managemymusiccareer.com. Take the Am I Ready for a Manager assessment, and also you'll get invited to a free manager training where I talk about what it is that a manager does, when you should look for a manager, what to expect from your manager, and I'll even break the big myth of what everyone thinks is really happening inside the music business. Just head over to managemymusiccareer.com.
You've been listening to the Music Industry Blueprint Podcast with Rick Barker. You can follow Rick on Twitter at Rick Barker Music. And remember, you don't drown by falling into the water, you drown by staying there.